from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This song is about fall, baby. Let's go.
Yep. There's a 4 on the temperature app that I just opened up.
I mean,
when I got up this morning, a 4 is the first number.
We are thriving. Thriving.
Shorts check?
Shorts.
Okay.
Hoodie and shorts.
I've got a very thin pair of pants on. Oh, or joggers.
Easy
there.
Easy. It's early.
I went full jeans. I could not do shorts.
Full jeans.
Full jeans.
I mean, why not shorts? It's going to be, what's the high today? 73.
Yeah. But when's it get to 73? Like 5 o'clock?
It'll be 63 by the time we walk out of this room.
All right. It's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
79 tomorrow, 81 Thursday and Friday.
Let's go.
You won't catch me saying this is unseasonably warm. It's this warm every year. That's part of the season. It's not summer-like. It's fall-like. This is fall. Fall, September 1st. This song's about fall, even though it's a September 21st, because, right? 21st night of September? Isn't that about the equinox?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's
right. We don't go by the stars, no, Joe. We go by the months.
Yeah.
This is America.
It's supposed to get hot again later in the week, or am I wrong about
81.
That?
81 Friday.
81's, yeah, that's warm. That's warm.
And then Sunday's temperature looks like high of 62.
Look at Sunday.
I know. Look at Sunday.
Look at Sunday.
Maybe some lake 62. Effect rain.
62.
I heard that on the way in.
I don't like that.
Lake effect showers could pop up.
Oh, great.
Imagine
waiting 8 months for the season to look like what the Bills offense looks like, and we just don't get an idea because it's pouring rain the entire time, and everyone's running the ball.
Oh, they might be the same offense.
I guess.
Yeah, it's not going to pour. It's lake effect showers.
Well, when you say lake effect rain, I think lake effect snow is a lot of snow.
Sometimes.
Usually.
It's isolated.
Okay. All right. Just hoping that doesn't happen.
Good morning.
Looks like it could be beautiful.
Jeremy and Joe, welcome to football season. It is football season. Busy weekend of watching. I watched a lot of college football over the weekend.
Yep.
Lots of college football. Some golf, some good stuff. This is our cup runneth over with things to watch now that we reach this time of year. Maybe you didn't know you wanted to just watch Florida State get hammered because it was funny. You probably didn't go into the weekend thinking that, but you found your way there last night.
Yeah. Man, they have a quarterback that cannot complete a pass.
Mm.
He misses everything. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah. I came away from the weekend. There's a receiver in Arizona who had 4 touchdowns and like 500 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably receiver number 1 in the draft right now, but we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do that today.
Syracuse has a quarterback.
Has a quarterback that throws the ball like an NFL thrower. He probably doesn't have the physical skills because, let me tell you, I noticed something watching Syracuse and watching Kyle McCord. And when I say NFL thrower, I just mean like really good throws. Making throws where in anticipation throws are like, wow, that's jump off the page kind of throw. But Joe, when you spend most of your life watching Josh Allen play quarterback, and then you decide to watch a game for another team you like, for me that's Syracuse, and the guy doesn't make anything happen in the backfield.
Yeah.
Downgrade.
Statue. He's a statue, if you will.
He's not going to make a lot of plays in the pocket.
Okay.
Like, it's not If that ball's not out kind of quickly, and again, you're comparing him to Josh Allen, which is like comparing Scottie Scheffler's golf game to anybody else. You know, like
he's
the best at getting out of that stuff. Watch Syracuse, watch Notre Dame go on the road and beat Texas A&M. Okay. Impressive win there. I watched Penn State.
The catch that the USC receiver made on Sunday night, which was insane.
Yep. We had highlight reel interceptions. I don't know if you saw the guy that did like a backflip. Might as well have been playing for the Savannah Bananas.
No, I think I missed that one.
There's a Savannah Bananas interception.
Okay, the guy does a backflip while catching it.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go look for that.
I'll find that for you. I don't
remember the game it was in?
I don't know why I think it was Robert Morris.
Okay.
I don't know if they have a football program. I don't think they do. But yeah, look for backflip safety interception. It was exactly as I describe it. Savannah Bananas, jump and flip and catch it, and with one hand.
Okay. All right.
So we had that, and what else? Fantasy drafts. If you're out there, you probably had a lot of fantasy drafts. I had two over the weekend.
Yeah.
I have two more this week.
Yep. I had a bunch of drafts this weekend. I had a couple. I auto-picked one of them.
Did you auto-pick the Guillotine League last night?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yeah. Guillotine you can auto-pick, though.
I agree with that.
Guillotine you can auto-pick.
You can get away with it.
Yeah, because your whole team's going to be different by week three, as long as you make it to week three. Week four, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. Guillotine, so. You can get hurt in auto-draft. I'll tell you, while we're on it. All right. Hey, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. On fantasy football for a moment. You know the worst thing about auto-draft? It's not that someone is auto-drafting. It's that if you are not auto-drafting and you're hoping one guy slides to you on the board, and you're like, there's no way he's going to slide because there's three auto-drafts and they're just going to pick the three guys here.
If he's one of the top three names, you know he's gone?
He's gone because they got three guys auto-picking.
All right.
Or I need one more spot and the person is auto-picking. So
the person in front of me,
I don't even know that they want that guy as much as I do. But I'm not going to get him because the auto draft is just going to, you know, roll that list.
Right. All right. That's true. That would be frustrating.
That's the only part of it that stinks.
Yeah.
But on Guillotine, yes, you can auto draft because it's fine. The only way it would be rough is if you auto picked Josh Downs, who's going to miss week one.
Right. Right.
Okay. He's still a good player, but you know you got to survive week one. You just picked a guy that's not going to play.
Right.
And that can be maybe a little bit tough in some spots. So anyway. We've got all the football in the world. Coming up today on the show, of course, it's the NFL opener in 2 days. The Chiefs host the Ravens. Carrington Harrison, who covers the Chiefs and talks Chiefs, he joins us at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And at 9 o'clock, Andy Major of the Bills on this year, getting to the stadium, driving, all that, what we can expect with the new stadium construction project ongoing.
Yeah,
I feel like I remember, and I'll ask Andy this coming up at 9 o'clock, if you stay with us the whole way. I promise I'll ask this. If you listen online or maybe never find out the answer to this, that's fine too. I feel like I remember them saying this year was going to be the toughest of the years for traffic.
Okay.
Of the 23, 24, 25, that this year more space is taken up and everything might be a little bit tighter this year than any other.
Okay, because last year they were just getting rolling, right? They were just digging. Mm-hmm. They were just digging a hole. And then next year, maybe it'll be kind of almost up.
By next year, yeah. I feel like the whole outside, it'll just be doing stuff on the inside for a year.
Right. Yeah, you're doing interior home improvement at that point.
Right. We'll find out the answers to that coming up probably tomorrow.
All right.
We've got a segment scheduled on the stadium update tomorrow. So here we go.
You have camper plans for this weekend?
Same as usual. You know, we are in a different camper lot than we've been in years past.
Okay.
Same as last year, but there is no camper lot. I don't know what the future of the camper lot is. I'm not even sure the Bills know what the future of the camper lot is. So,
all right,
whatever. We're getting close, and man, being in that stadium and being back, being ready, it's just
for a real game.
Just what a time of year. We got a game to watch Thursday, a game to watch Friday night.
Yeah.
Then the opening.
Then all
week.
The college football on Saturday.
Yeah.
That you need, and then Sunday. We are starting Thursday. It is just like we're straight back. Do we get Maction on Tuesday even? I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know how early that starts in the season. Just I feel like college football set this up this weekend where they take advantage of the starting a week earlier than the NFL, right? Where they have a game every day.
Yeah, it's like bowl season.
Yeah, there was a game Thursday. There were games Friday. Like Wisconsin was playing on Friday, maybe. I don't know if there were any great games. But then Saturday you had everything. And then Sunday you had two top 25 teams, right? It was USC, LSU. And then last night you had, right, again, you have Florida State and everybody kind of laughing at them, which was funny.
Yep.
So that you had a game every day, like today and tomorrow, again, and Wednesday, I guess. Well, wait. Oh, here we go. First time I've messed up the day of the week.
Day of week clock's right there.
All right, it's Tuesday. Today and tomorrow are like the only days we don't have football for feels like the next 8 months.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be breaks in between, but then that's, you know, waiver stuff if you're in fantasy football.
Right, yes.
So it's what a time of year. What a time of year. We're back. We're so back. And then, of course, there's the weather. Everybody outside thriving. Sleeping weather. You can sleep great with a window open.
Now that we're here, you like the match? We like the matchups leading up to Sunday?
Thursday and Friday?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, sure. We've got Carrington Harrison, who covers the Chiefs today. Sean Stettner covers the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, I'm sorry, he's Thursday. Yeah, I was thinking about this matchup. Like, okay, we're 2 days away from the NFL opener. It's the Chiefs again. It's the Ravens again. And we spend a lot of time talking about the Chiefs. We do not spend a lot of time talking about the Ravens.
No.
Because I get the general idea that, I mean, the Bills have beaten them with Lamar twice. They lost once and they beat him twice. They beat him the last two times they played him.
We're not counting the first one where he and Allen both debuted in the second halves?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Both of their NFL debuts, but the game is long over by the time they enter the football
game.
That's
a Peterman game.
That's Peterman getting zero first downs in an entire half.
47-3 in Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah, we
in the pouring rain.
Right.
I have friends who went to that game and they say it was the most miserable Bills game they've ever been to.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe it. We talk about the Chiefs all the time. We don't talk about Baltimore as much, and I get the feeling it's because Bills fans, they feel like if the Bills are going to come up against Baltimore, they're going to be fine. McDermott's going to have the answers against Lamar. They know how to defend Lamar. And that might be true. I mean, you know, there are different versions of Lamar. This year, they'll play him early in the year.
Yeah.
And did they play last year? They did not play last year. So the Bills have not seen the post-Greg Roman Lamar Jackson Ravens.
They have not.
That'll happen this year.
They were down 20-0 also the last time they played them.
And then they went on to beat them.
They rallied.
Yep. I mean, it was 20-3, but yeah, it was a big comeback on the road last time.
That's a Sunday night game. Also, within, the first month of the year, week five, maybe that is. I wonder how much I'll think about them for this on Thursday, because there's a couple teams that are pretty good that I think Bills fans kind of brush off a little bit because, we handle them. Like, the Dolphins are certainly that, right? The Dolphins will never get respect because they can't beat the Bills. And the Jets, not yet, because we haven't seen you beat us yet.
Yeah, give them eight games and it might be a different story on the Jets.
Maybe the Texans, too. Like, you might be worried about them, but you haven't seen them beat the Bills yet. The only two teams you've really seen beat the Bills that have the Bills' number is Kansas City and Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Baltimore's not on that list.
Yeah, Jacksonville's not on that list, even though they've won like the last couple times they played.
Yeah, it's hard to take them seriously.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But the Ravens, like, is it really any less likely that they could just you run into them in the playoffs and now they're the team you can't get over? Like, they're pretty darn good all the time.
That's the thing, is that they have a quarterback that folds.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
in the playoffs, and the Bills have a quarterback that thrives in the playoffs.
Right.
So if that game were to happen, if we could peek into a crystal ball and see at the end of the year, it will be Bills Ravens in a playoff game.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen? I feel like a lot of people would just say, without you don't have to see the rest of the movie, would just say, well, our guy does good in the playoffs and their guy doesn't, so I'm going to pick the Bills. So I'm going to go with past results driving future results.
Right. Yeah. They lost. This narrative about them isn't out there. Maybe because their organization gets so much respect that it's like, oh, yeah, they'll figure it out. They lost a lot of pieces in the offseason. They lost. There are some sites like. I'm trying to remember who, by expected points, somebody did the chart on this. The Ravens lost more than anybody this offseason. They lost like their whole starting offensive line.
Yeah.
And I think I asked one of our guests recently about that. Like, hey, how come the Ravens don't get this? And it's like, well, their offensive line is terrible, but they have the two best people in the league that you could ask to succeed without a good offensive line. Like, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry might be the most offensive line-proof players at their position in football.
Yeah.
And that might be a good point. Like, if they can't block, I mean, Lamar's going to run away from them, and if they can't block, I mean, Derrick Henry's going to, you know, he's still going to get his probably. So, yeah, they're a legit contender, though. They're a legit top-tier contender, and I guarantee Bills fans would feel like Lamar will fold if they play them in the playoffs.
Well, while they have folded in the playoffs, one of the reasons the Ravens have the reputation of folding in the playoffs is that they have lost as the one seed. And how different is that?
Yeah.
How different is that?
Twice, right?
Twice as the one seed in the divisional round, right? And the Bills,
right? Yes.
And the Bills have not done that. They have lost at home in the divisional round twice as the two seed.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Right? Like,
sorry, the Ravens lost as the one seed last year, right? So uh-huh. That's the AFC Championship.
And the year they lose to
the Titans.
Okay, AFC
and
Championship.
And they were
so
the
they
one
made it farther.
Seed.
So the Ravens have lost twice at home in the playoffs in Lamar's run.
Yeah.
And the Bills have lost
both
twice
at home
in the playoffs. Different teams. I mean, they didn't lose to Tennessee.
Right.
They lost to the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Yep. 17-10. I'm still mad about that game. They had him. They just had to score one touchdown. Zay Flowers, right? Zay Flowers. He was at the goal line.
Are you mad about that game? I thought we decided Bills fans' second favorite team was the Chiefs.
I don't remember if I subscribed to that.
We did this at training camp.
I do remember this.
We did this at training camp.
Yeah.
You want anybody but Mahomes and the Chiefs? And the answer was no. You don't want Lamar to make the Super Bowl. You don't want Burrow to make another one. You don't want Tua or Aaron Rodgers.
I definitely don't want Aaron
Rodgers. You'd rather have Mahomes than all of them because at least that's the devil you know.
Mm-hmm.
We went through that at training camp. Maybe I didn't get the results of the poll.
No, I think it won. I think the Chiefs won.
That you'd rather see the Chiefs win than anybody else.
I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the Chiefs won that poll.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I did want to revisit that.
Which means everybody's rooting for them on Thursday night.
Right? Is that not what that means? Well, whatever. In relation to the Bills, you're probably rooting for the Ravens. I think.
Yeah.
I'm always going to root for anything that gets us away from Arrowhead Stadium, where we spend every night of our lives.
Do we care less about a game like that on Thursday because we're just not... Have we spent any time talking about or thinking about the one seed?
Yeah.
There's just so much
we haven't talked
in between
about.
Here and, oh, the one seed. Like, just get in. That we're hearing more of that than the one seed. Where a Ravens-Chiefs game a year ago, 2 years ago, I would have been thinking about, like, all right, like that's a game that could be meaningful for the one seed down the road. And I'm just not – I haven't thought about the one seed much at all.
There might be one big reason for this. I have this written down as something to get to, and we'll just do it right now. Cynthia Freeland, NFL.com, posted her projections, like win projections.
Okay.
Run 10,000 simulations, whatever. You can dig into how she did it. If you'd like to, at NFL.com, I'll just give you the results because there's a point to make in here. Projected wins.
Okay.
This is so you can go from, you know, 6.4 to 11.9. There's decimals in here. The AFC East is won by who and what is the number?
Won by the Bills and 10.8.
The number is 10.1, and it's the Jets she has winning the division.
Okay.
Second place is?
It's the Bills.
Yes, and the number is?
9-8.
10.1.
The same?
And the Dolphins finish in third, and the number is?
It's a 10.1.
It's 10.0.
That's funny. They're all within a decimal point.
Three teams separated by 0.1.
Yeah.
On a win projection. And, again, like, you can't win a tenth of a game. I know that. But Cynthia Freeland does a nice job. She writes this piece for NFL.com. And it's as close as it can pretty much possibly be in the division. You've got Tyreek Hill saying he thinks this is the best Dolphins team he's been on since he's been there. And while the Bills are a pretty confident bunch, I think, I don't hear anybody saying that about this year's team. We'll find out if they are. I mean, talk is cheap. But Hill says they're the best team they've been since he's been there. Rodgers, it's been a quiet month for him, which is kind of new.
Yeah, by his standards, maybe, it's been pretty quiet.
Maybe they are locked in for what's about to start for them. They started in San Francisco, though.
Yeah.
It's a tough start.
Yeah, but then they have a pretty soft belly of their schedule after that, I think. Yeah. Like, they are going to, if they get through the Niners, they are, I mean, they could go up to the Bills game without losing. And they play in October 14th, I think the date is on that. So, they go Niners and then Titans, Patriots, Broncos, Vikings before they play the Bills. So, you want to slow the Jets down, slow their roll a little bit, slow their hype. Like, they're 10.1, they're favored to win in the betting odds. You want to slow that roll a little bit and not hear about them as much? You better hope the Niners beat them. Because if they don't, that's a pretty soft four-game window before they play the Bills.
It's gonna be an intense start to the season. The Bills do not have, I mean, their easiest game is the first one.
Yeah.
Maybe you think Miami is.
Are those first five games for the Jets easier than any Bills game? Titans, well, I guess the two of these teams are on the Bills schedule, right? Titans, Patriots, Broncos, Vikings.
Yes.
I mean, those would be like the Bills' four easiest games.
Yeah.
And they're four of the first five Jet games. The schedules are, the Bills can be a better team than the Jets and still not win the division.
Right.
Just because the schedule difference might be that dramatic.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe here on a Tuesday morning as our teacher friends start to get ready to go back to school. Kids start to go back to school. All of it.
It means my teacher golf partners are done for the summer.
Yeah.
I lose them for the summer. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. That happens. They're back. School starts this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a lot of people, school starts this week. Back to school stuff.
I noticed a lot of driving around. I was doing a bunch of things this weekend, like license plates from out of town everywhere. Like, we went to, you know, whether it was a big super grocery store or like place, and it's just different license plates everywhere. So I'm assuming that's just parents driving their kids to college.
Maybe. Right?
There was probably a lot of that going on this past weekend. I'm guessing. I don't know. People also had off Labor Day, so I guess it could have been traveling to do something for Labor Day.
Labor Day. Long weekends. Let's hear it for long weekends.
Oh, awesome. Couldn't have done more. We did the jet boats for the first time ever.
Okay, my review of the jet boat is it's as much fun as people are allowed to have.
You told me that before. Like, you couldn't have set the bar higher when you said, like, it's the most fun you'll ever have. I'm like, okay, the most fun I'll ever have. It might have been the most fun I've ever had. Yes. It is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. It might be, if you're listening to this and like, oh, I should do that before the season's over. Like, well, I guess Friday it's going to be in the 80s.
Okay.
Because you get hit with water.
Yeah.
Like, the first wave that hits you in the face, you are not ready for how hard that wave's going to hit you. It's like, bam. What? Did I just get hit by a fish? Like, what just happened?
Yeah. It's a ton of fun.
Yep.
And a lot of people in this area haven't done it, which is kind of wild.
I hadn't done it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good morning. 803-0550. We'll talk fantasy football. We'll talk Bills Chiefs. Tim Graham has a piece in The Athletic with two little nuggets I want to pull out from it that are really interesting about the Joe Brady offense. So,
okay.
Woke up and read that today. Mr. Stephon Diggs makes an appearance in this little piece, and it might really shock you what happens in there. So, just a quick bit of that, and one should, of course, read Tim's piece. It's a great work and good stuff on Joe Brady.
Also, are we on Jamar Chase tracker for this week?
I well, put it this way. In Guillotine, he was off my board.
Wow.
Right?
Off your board. Like, there's a point you would have done it. Right?
Okay, but sure, yeah. Right. On the bench, it's Guillotine.
But you
I can't pick a guy
off your board really implies where I'd have to take him, he'll never fall.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
or where right. I would take him, he'll because never
I'm not
never
about
fall.
To use a first round pick on a guy that's not going to play. I guess we are indeed on Ja'Marr Chase watch.
He's not the one I would have thought. If you told me 2 months ago or beginning of the offseason, like, hey, one of the star receivers is not going to play week one, he would not have been one of the first names I thought of.
The team most likely to have an issue is Cincinnati. That's the team.
Right, but I would have thought T. Higgins would have been the one that wasn't playing week one.
Right.
Not Chase.
Well, at least T. Higgins is getting paid. Go look at what Ja'Marr Chase is about to get paid and look at what T. Higgins is about to get paid.
Because of the tag.
Yeah.
Is
T. Higgins making five times as much as Ja'Marr Chase this year?
Yeah, isn't...
Wouldn't that drive you nuts if you're like, wait a minute, this is crazy. All right, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. It is Bills-Cardinals game week. Sal's off today. We'll check in with him tomorrow. We've got injury reports to come this week. The Ricky Pearsall story is a scary one, but he appears to be okay on the non-football injury list after getting shot over the weekend, but he appears to be okay. The Seahawks announced when they are going to wear their throwback uniforms, and on we go. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get your calls on the Bills and Cardinals. We haven't uttered the must-win status game, but, whatever. It might get floated. I'm starting to feel that. Jeremy and Joe with you on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.